In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and we are praying for you every week, and it's just so humbling just to be on this fellowship. And me and Danny are just so thankful for what God is doing in our marriage and in our individual lives and now with our fellowship. And as Danny said, on Tuesday, there was four of us here, and it was a great night. And God's just doing the things, you know. God's moving. And when we're willing and we have a willing heart, without many different doctrines, without many different religions and all these different things, and we are freely willing to look to God and to ask God to work in us. He does the work, and there really does take a place of humility to strip ourselves from the things that we want, the things that we enjoy. Obviously God wants us to have things that we enjoy and wants us to enjoy life. I'm not saying that, but when we strip that away, and that's not the focus, the focus is God, all them things are added to us, you know. Matthew 6:33 is such a powerful statement, because it truly is that. But there is a place where we have to get to, and me and Danny have learnt that when we strip away all the things that we wanted, what we desired, how we thought it was okay to live, and just surrendered everything to God first and foremost, surrendered everything to what he wanted in our lives, and then just started to do the key principles which he was working in our hearts to do. And connecting is massive, it's huge. And on Monday I was just really praying, and I was just asking God and just saying about this connection and how amazing it is, and how really without that connection, I don't think that I would be as on fire as what I am now. And that's not because God can't work in me, but iron sharpeneth iron. And when we're going to a man of God, a woman of God, yes, we're all men and women of God, but there are people that have got a calling on their lives a little bit different from when we first started. And not that I'm putting anyone on a pedestal, because that could be anyone. God could ask you, me, or anyone to connect to anybody around the world. But thanks be to God, my connections with Lawrence. And he truly is a man of God. He truly does walk by that spirit. And I've seen him change in a massive way over the last 2 years. And I've seen God work in that man's life powerfully. And so for me, it was connecting. So I went to God humbly. Then I went to Lawrence and I connected. And then the other things that followed were the speaking in tongues, the honouring God, and walking by the spirit. But that having that connection that gives us a desire to want to do things heartedly unto God. Because we, as people have said tonight, life can come up, circumstances can come up. And if we don't have that encouragement and that fresh bread from God, because we can all think that we're doing something right. We can all think that we are so right, but sometimes be so wrong. And yes, we all have Holy Spirit, and yes, we are walking and being led by that Spirit. But as Danny shared a minute ago, sometimes we need to check and align what we're saying and doing is actually from the Father and not for ourselves. For me and Danny, like I said, we've stripped everything back. Everything that we thought that was okay to do, everything that we thought that God was happy for us to do and to live one foot in the world and one foot in his kingdom, we had to strip it back and get humble. And that takes a very humbling place to do and to get to. And then when you understand the setup that God has, you know, the setup that there are true men of God in this world to edify the saints, to edify us. Because really, when I look at my walk, I'm still quite a babe, you know, even though I'm running fellowship and God's working in me mightily, to willing to do of his good pleasure, and I'm in rest with him, I still don't think I would never want to get to a place where I don't think I need encouragement or I need the fresh bread from God. And God can give that audibly to me. He can give that to me how he feels fit. But that connection is massive and it's huge. And God showed me and Danny the order of this back last year. We were listening to a guy on YouTube, and his ministry is very huge and he was doing a lot of things. And we were like, yeah, okay, da-da-da, but we went to Lawrence, and Lawrence said, you need to ask God who to connect him, because obviously listening to different teachings, you can get confused. Loads of different things can go on, and it can really hinder your walk. So go to God. You know, it don't have to be me. God might not direct you to me, but when you go to God, he will show. And oh, wow, when we went to God individually, and we went to God together, and we said, God, You know, we're hearing these great things coming from this man of God on YouTube. I mean, he seems to have all this great stuff going on. And we have this man of God here in Bristol who seems right to connect to because he's Dan's dad. But what do you want from us? Where are we going to grow? Where are we going to move? And how are we going to develop fastly? Because by this time of listening to this guy last year, me and Danny were already stripping back some things. And instantly, it was like, you connect to Lawrence. He's the man of God. He's the man of God you need to listen to. He's the one you need to get the fresh bread that I want to give you with him through hooking up to this fellowship, by doing one-on-ones, by just giving him a call each day or each week and saying, look, this is going on, or got this. Like, and God just going through him. And obviously, we get to encourage him too. This isn't just saying that Lawrence just is the man from God and he's given it all, because we get to encourage him mightily too. So really, is like, for me, I've really understood the importance of connection. I've understood, which I never ever got before. I've been with Danny a long time. I've been trying to grasp the goodness of God. I've been trying to do the will of God for a long time, but actually never took a step back and thought that actually it's God who does the work, not me needing to do God's work and to know the order of things. So connection is massive. Speaking in tongues is huge. You know, we need to be speaking by that Spirit each and every day, that perfect prayer to God, that perfect worship to God, and just harmonizing with the things that God is saying for now, for the time such as this, for today. And Danny was sharing with me in the car earlier. We went for a little drive and we popped up to see Lawrence and Kim. And he was just sharing with me about how we can live in the physical, in the world, but really when things come up and we're presented with things, we really have to live from a spiritual aspect. We have to live from the kingdom. And how we do that is by putting on that mind of Christ, you know, because there are thoughts that we are presented with, there are situations that we are presented with, and there are times that we feel maybe what's going on. But he said to me, you know, like with Christ, you know, he always did the Father's will. He always listened to the Father, and he was always in that place of the spiritual, you know, even though he walked in the physical, had a fleshly temptation, and was even tempted by Satan himself, stood right in front of him. And something that was pinnacle with Danny sharing with me is when the adversary was tempting Jesus Christ. He said, you turn this bread into stone. We all know the story. And a very powerful story, I say. It's very powerful. And he said, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And them words that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is a daily thing, is a hourly thing. When we're looking at a situation, we either look to the situation in the physical, what people say, what doctors say, what situations, what the TV says, or we look at it from what God says. And when we know what God says, and that can be through praying with him, connecting with the people, connecting with the person or the minister God's told us to connect to, that might be reading some scriptures in our word. However it is, God will give us that fresh bread for that time, for this time now. And Jesus Christ was tempted in all things, and he went through the ultimate compared to what any of us would go through on this earth. However, he kept moving. He kept only doing what the Father said. He kept only doing what the Father told him to do, without any desire of doing what he wanted to do. Even when he was going to be taken to that cross, he said to the Father, I don't know the whole record, but if you could take this cup from me. But he knew that that wasn't the Father's will, so he didn't do it, even though he could have had every opportunity to just let the opportunity go and we would all be living in sin now. But he didn't. So just like us, when we're presented with situations, when we're presented and we come up against things, or we don't come up against things, we're just walking in our day-to-day things, really take a check in an alignment of ourselves to find out, are we walking by that Spirit or are we walking by our five senses? Because sometimes it can be a very fine line, because we can think that we're we're doing it all of God and it's all of God's will. But unless, like Danny shared a minute ago, we're trusting him with our whole heart and leaning not on our own understanding and letting him, God, Jehovah, direct our path, then we are on a very fine line to be encompassed with what the world is saying and what the world wants. And there have been situations that have come up over the last week that haven't been easy in the world, that have been quite challenging and worrying if we look at it from a worldly aspect. However, when we put on that mind of Christ and we know that he, that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is true, is fact, it's reality, not what the world says, then we know that we are more than a conqueror, that we've already triumphed, that we are victorious in every area. Because Jesus Christ didn't die in vain. Even though he's not dead, he's well alive on the right hand side of God. But he didn't go through all of that in vain. He went through that because so we can have glory, so we can have joy, so we can have peace, and so that we can have true understanding here on this earth. And for me, I'm cleaving onto that, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because when we know what God says, we are so victorious. We triumph. But if we don't have encouragement from one another each week, if we don't have direction from a leader, a minister, and some people might not like that and think, well, we don't look to a man. No, we don't look to a man, but we trust in the man that God has put in front of us. We listen to what that man of God is saying. We trust that it's God speaking through that man of God like he's speaking through us. And we cleave onto them words, that fresh bread from heaven for now. Because actually, when I had my one-on-one with Laura, yesterday, and I will share, it was really of God that I had my one-on-one yesterday. I normally have my one-on-one on a Tuesday, but I had to change it around because I had a few appointments and things that came up. And I went to an appointment, and it wasn't a very exciting appointment, and I just was a bit deflated, a bit like, well, this is not okay. But I had my one-on-one, literally straight after an appointment I went to, I had my one-on-one with Lawrence within the first 15 minutes. And I could have had my one-on-one the day before, which it was supposed to be, but I just felt I needed it the day after my appointment. Not because of my appointment, but because of timing. And I do a bit of cleaning at Lawrence Eakins on a Wednesday, so I just moved it around a little bit. And without me even knowing, it wasn't even me who moved that appointment around. It wasn't me, it was God. Because if I would have gone up on Tuesday, I would have gone to that appointment yesterday, and maybe I wouldn't have had them fresh bread from God that was speaking through the man of God, because I wasn't there. I wouldn't have probably rang. I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just carried on in what I was doing. However, I left my appointment. I went up for my one-on-one, and Lawrence was doing a recording or a sharing or something. And oh my God, it pierced my ears. It pierced my heart. And when I left his house, he don't even know this, that I just went into tears. I got tears strolling down my eyes now, because God knows what we need. God will meet us at our every need. And God knows when we are truly looking to him and we are under his authority, he is for us and with us. And nobody or nothing can be against us. And when I left that house yesterday, I was overwhelmed with the love and the peace of God. And if I would have had my one-on-one Tuesday, I would have been overwhelmed, because I am every time, but not for the need that needed to be met yesterday, because I needed God's fresh bread yesterday, that fresh bread from heaven, which was spoken to by the man of God. And so now, today, I woke up a new creation, positive, excited, and a new day to be victorious, which I am victorious because of what Christ did for me, and which he did for every single one of you. And my encouragement for all of you is, the battle's already defeated. The battle was defeated many, many years ago. But sometimes if we don't have humility, sometimes if we don't have that right connection, sometimes if we're not really true in our heart about what we need and what we want, then we let a world and a wicked and perverse generation overtake us, rather than letting the truths of God's word overtake us. Because his blessings overtake us and outrun us each and every time when we say, God, I'm willing. God, yes. God, help me. Because he's a God of deliverance. And today I was just encouraged to go to my Bible and because of certain things and because of what Lawrence was saying to me yesterday. And I went to my Bible, and I do just want to read this scripture. I don't normally go to scriptures, because like, when I try and read the Bible out, I get a bit all up and down with my words. But I really feel like God wants me to share it. And it's from Psalms 32:7. And it says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Salai. Now, when I went on to that word compass, I was like, God, what is that? What are you compassing me with? What does that mean? It actually means that God will surround us. He will encircle us, and he will march or walk around us. And when I read that, and I read it down in that, it says, God, you are my hiding place. You will and have preserved me from trouble. You shall walk and march around me, encircling me with the songs of your deliverance. And wow, I was just like, you know, this is it. This is the true bread from God. This is the true bread from heaven. This is the place where Jesus Christ was in always when he walked with, because he walked with the Father from a young boy. Like when you shared, Madeline, about your grandson, it's perfect. Get kids when they're young, because when Jesus Christ was young, you probably remember the records. Mary lost him. His mother Mary lost him for hours or days or something, and then 3 days. And if that was any of us with our children or loved ones, we would be beside ourselves, which she probably was. And she found him in the synagogue, worshiping, praising him, talking to the Father, and just listening to what was being said. So for us, it is about just listening to what God says, being in the Spirit all the time, not living by this world. Because if we live by this world, we are in big trouble. But we're not in trouble, because we are full of that Holy Spirit, full of that joy. And when I read that today, after what I heard from Lawrence and the teaching and the things he was sharing with me yesterday, or the man of God, I have to say the man of God, because it was God working in him to talk them things. And when I read that scripture and it said God is encircling me, he's marching around me, protecting me, and singing songs of deliverance for me, I was just on my knees, just hallelujah, because that is our God. If he started something today, he will surely finish it. And he is doing a great work in me and my husband's life. So no matter what comes up against us, we will not turn. We will not put our step to the left nor to the right. Our eye is going to stay single on the Lord, and it will never move, because he has never moved from us. And I love each and every one of you. I know you're all going through certain things at the moment, and I can relate to a lot, especially with you, Bambi, and your family. You know, not one of my family are children of God, and they're a very complex family, and at times it can be very, very challenging and very difficult. But really keep your heart fixed on God and fixed on that connection, because he will direct your path and he will direct your family's path. And the same with you, Michael and Madeline, with your son. He, you know, I'll share in weeks to come. You know, Danny was is a pastor's boy, and he was brought up in the Word of God for years, and we still got deceived and tricked. But God did a mighty work from taking us out of darkness and into light. And he is going to do it with your son, even though he's walking with God and everything, but he's going to be on the fellowship. He's going to be sharing great things. And God's just going to turn everybody's lives around more and more so than he ever has done before. So I pray for each and every one of you this week. I love you all. And I just thank you for the honor of sharing my life and what God is doing for me with you all, and hoping that it gives you some encouragement and joy. So God bless you guys.